Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero. Let's start the party.
Welcome to our educational talk show. This is your humble host, Dr. Emmanuel Brownfield the Kid. Tonight, we have invited you to come so that we can discuss quality education for all Liberians. And when we talk about quality education, we are talking about equal opportunity in public education and how our local schools, foundings, and practices hurt disadvantaged students and what our government can do to improve these situations. But not to just discuss this alone, we have invited our studio guest, Mr. Ricky Nierick. He's going to introduce himself, and he's going to be telling us exactly what he's doing about education development in Liberia. Mr. Ricky, you are most welcome in studio.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dekia, for having me tonight. It's a pleasure being on your show. My name is Ricky Nire, and I'm a Liberian based here in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm glad to be on your show tonight to talk about Liberia and education for Liberians.
Thank you so much for honoring our invitation, Mr. Nire, and we are so excited to have you as well. Even the people in Liberia, our listeners in America and in different parts of the world are also excited to have you. Well, we have sent for you and all the Liberians who follow us tonight. If you want to participate in the show, you can text us at 323-642-1503. Or you can even call the same number and participate at 323-642-1503. This is a one-hour show, so we want to make good use of the time. Not to waste any time, Mr. Nire, tell us about your organization. Let us start with your organization. What are you guys doing to improve education?
Well, Beacon Aid Foundations, it's an educational organization that was established by me and my wife a little over 2 years ago. When we first obtained our 501c3 in 2014. The focus of Beacon Aid Foundation is to promote education in rural Liberia. Our primary focus right now is in the area of renovations of public schools, school supplies, and then sometimes later this year, the foundation will commence its scholarship program where we will award the gifted students coming out of Babli District in Nema County to go to schools beyond the school that's available in that town currently.
Okay. That's a very significant point. Now, we have invited you tonight so that we can talk about a quality education for all Liberians. We believe that every Liberian should have the right to quality education, should have the right to free education, should have the right to go to school, our children, because if our children go to school, they're going to have a better future, they're going to make sound decisions, and then we're going to have quality education system that will serve the entire population. So, tell us, how can we achieve quality education in the first place, Mr. Neary?
The process in which we all can participate in the achieving quality education for Liberians is the involvement of every Liberian, regardless of your social status. I, for once, believe that it's, even though it's the sole responsibility of the government to provide education, but I also believe, too, that each and every one of us that have the opportunity to give back in the way that we are doing the in Beacon Air Foundations, people should do that. The level of education in Liberia, we have heard before from our president that it's a mess, and I encourage each and every one of us to do what we can to participate in the development of the mind of our people. These are our own brothers and sisters. So it's not something that we should pass on to somebody else or say it's a responsibility of specific people or agencies to do.
Yeah, that's interesting and very significant as well, because it's important that the entire public get involved, because education is a strategy that involves everybody. And it's good. That's why you have your organization, the Beacon Aid Foundation, helping Liberia. There are other foundations, educational programs that common citizens and even immigrant citizens are also initiating for the Liberian society. And we also have the Education Authority, the Ministry of Education, the different educational boards to help us to be able to have a curricular reform, to have a systematic educational system in place so that we can have an effective learning process. Now, what I want to ask you tonight is that when it comes to quality education, we're looking at the competition that exists in person within the region in Africa. We have Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone. Do you think that public education is really filled in Liberia?
Well, when you mention those two countries, Ghana and Nigeria, their education system, it's right now, it's much higher than those that we have in Liberia. I'm not in the position to say that our public school has failing our children. It's not where it needs to be. But also, we have to keep in mind as well that because of the civil unrest in Liberia that destroyed the whole fabrics of the education system. Now, with that said, I think that the government can do more to upgrade our school system, maybe not to a level now that we see in both in Nigeria and Ghana, but to a level way better than where it is now. There's more that needs to be done, especially with all the friends of Liberia and the international community, the help that they are giving to Liberia. The education system is not where it's supposed to be. It needs to be better. But I don't think that... Go ahead.
Yeah, when you're saying it has to be better, you know, the essence of this show, we try to find solutions and make recommendations to the Liberian education system. And one of the way we intend to achieve our goals is to bring in Liberians who are involved into public education, like you guys who have different foundations who initiate the education. You see, it is not just education. We're talking about a system that will be in place, a quality system that will meet the needs of our people. So you see, when you mentioned about Ghana and Nigeria, these guys have a philosophy that they follow. They have a system in place. So the question here is that how did we get to where we are today? Liberia used to be a country that was well-respected. I agree. We had a war. The war is over. It's been a decade that have gone, but yet it's still, instead of increasing, we are depleting. So what sort of strategy can we use with all the inconsistencies that are in play, what kind of strategy do you think that we can employ to succeed in education?
Well, one of the things that I think that needs to be done is out of the government through the Ministry of Education, they have to revisit the policy in place. I don't know or I don't have information that pertaining onto specific policy that they have in place, but as far as you and I can see, I don't think those policies are working. I don't know, for example, when I spoke to the district education officer in our district, most of the when you ask him what are the plans for making materials available to the teachers or even to the students, we talk to the principals in the district, they complain they lack resources, they lack training, they feel cut off. I think the government can do more to make those materials accessible to the teachers, have more interactions between those in place, to like the DEO, the education officer, or his or her supervisor. There has to be more done on the part of the government when it comes to that. So,
Mr. Urich, I'm not calling you up, but you know, we also when you were coming up initially, mm-hmm. you talked about how we work in a collective effort to make education efficient for our citizens, and which is good. We also believe that government has to empower its citizens in education so that the population will grow. But then, looking at the country right now, and you talking to district officers in education, they're telling you they cannot even identify a system in place. And with all of these trainings that are going on, because we hear from the Ministry of Education that teachers are being trained, USAIDs, we have different NGOs that are helping our country to succeed. But yet and still, when you speak to these people, you feel that there's no enhancement. What is the problem?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the problem exists because I mean, there seems to be a lack of link between the Ministry of Education and people that are working in the field, like the front line, the teachers.
Could you just explain that when you say a lack of link? Are you saying that the Ministry of Education is not communicating effectively with these guys that are responsible for education in the country?
Based on the information that I get when I speak to the district education officer in the district where we work, it seems that way because we see something different when we log on to the Ministry of Education. I mean, their website, there seems to be policy in place. Things seem to be working right. But when you speak to these people in the field, in the small town, they feel isolated. They feel that the government is not doing enough to connect with them. So I think whosoever in charge of these districts needs to do a better job of responding to the requests of the teacher and the needs of the schools.
Our guest teacher just said that people who are responsible for education in Liberia needs to do the proper thing. Now, before we take a break and open the line to receive questions and also accept our calls from our listeners, we want to ask our guest, Mr. Nirik. Now, do you think, where do you see Liberia in the next 10 years in line of education?
As a Liberian, I will hope that within the next 10 years, we'll do much better than where we are currently when it comes to the education. Now, I don't know how that's going to work based on this. Within the next year or so, there'll be a change of government, and I don't know the new policy for the incoming administration when it comes to education, but there has to be more needs to be done. There has to be more of project-based learning for students, I mean, to connect. There has to be more involvement on the part of the teachers and so that they feel connected to the schools and the student as well. There has to be more engagement on the part of the Ministry of Education officials when it comes to these schools. I still think that there seems to be a link or a lack of link between those two people. when you speak to people in the field. So I'm optimistic that the education system would improve, but as it is right now, it's not working.
Every Liberian is optimistic. Have a serious hope the Liberian education system would improve. They are in dire need for educational development. Students are in need of quality education, but yet and still, the government continues to fail the citizens in providing quality education. When we come back, we're going to delve into how can we look into government policy, educational policy, and what a privatization can also help quality education. At this time, let us take a break. When we come back, we're going to begin.
Follow me. Jimati Arafat Yorobo. Hey, Epelele. Levez les mains, tout le monde.
Jay Morton.
Put your hands up.
I don't like this shirt, but your body. What's to no say, my mama don't like them. I don't want this shirt, but your body. What's to no say, my papa don't like them. Shalewa. I get this friend where we get from Calabar, Labake, Father. Come to think she be my personal person. But anytime when she come around, she get this feeling where they do me like fever. And when she dance with my mezzo boo, it be me like Senna for Pana. Me like how she play the bass line, it makes me sing ooh la la la. The way she the way she dance, it makes me sing ooh la la la. Oh yeah. When mommy come back, she a jump. Daddy come to me a cross. And when they ask me, it was me. I don't like this shirt, but your body. What's to no say, my mama don't like them. I don't want this shirt, but your body. What's to no say, my papa don't like them. Daddy comes to me a cross, and when they ask me, it was me. That's what me talk say. I don't like this shirt, but your body. What's to no say, my mama don't like them. I don't want this shirt, but your body. What's to no say, my papa don't like them.
Well, we want to thank you, our listeners in different parts of the world, Liberia, United States of America, and different countries who are following us tonight. And tonight we have instead of Mr. Ricky Nierick, who's telling us how education is going to take Liberia at a different level. And every Liberian is very optimistic that the country is going to improve. It's the positive educationally. They're going to provide for their citizens. And it's important that we educate our children because they are our future leaders. If we don't educate them, we are going to have bad decisions. This is some of the results of bad governance because we don't have quality education in place. Now, we have Mr. Nierick, Mr. Ricky Nierick, who has the Bacon Aid Foundation. Like seriously operating in Liberia and helping to educate Liberian children. Now, Mr. Nierick, do you believe that privatization of education will improve quality education in Liberia? Mr. Nierick, are you there? Do you believe that quality education could be enhanced if Liberia privatizes its system?
That is a very sensitive issue. Myself, I don't think so. The reason why I say that is that when you privatize education at this level, which is, the entire nations, you put innocent children at risk. What I mean by that is that with what the government trying to do through the Ministry of Education, to me, it seems like an abandonment of responsibility on the part of Ministry of Education. So hand over, it's like you hand over the whole education system to a private company. Now, you and I both know that any company, whether private or public or non-private, there's a responsibility to shareholders, meaning profit. So at the end of the day, these company, or in case in Liberia, in case you have Bridge Academy International or International Academy, whatever they call themselves, coming in, I don't think that's the right way to go about it. Now, if the government wants to go that route, they should at least try something like a pet project. Start with a district in Liberia, one school, and see how that works. But to just get up and go ahead and privatize the whole education system, I don't think that's the right way to go.
The government said that they are privatizing certain aspects of the education, which is the primary education. They want strangers to come in and run the system. Don't you believe that there could be success when we have foreigners in Liberia? Since we believe in foreigners to do our job?
I don't think that that's the right way to go, to have foreigners teach primary school, because that required a lot of things. You bringing in foreigners coming in to do this work, I don't think that's the right way to go. There's Liberians in Liberia or outside Liberia qualified to do this work instead of putting it in the hands of foreigners. I think this is one responsibility that should be reserved for Liberia when it comes to educating our own.
Why is it that Liberia is not using its local resources? Because we found that we have Liberians who are internationally inclined. They are educators all over around the world. Why the country is not calling on them to help? They're looking up to the foreigners, like, you know, different people to come to Liberia. Is it that they don't have confidence in these people?
It seems that I don't think it's had nothing to do with competition. I feel like the trust issue when it comes to that, no one placing trust in Liberians, I mean, to teach themselves. That's what it is. That's what I'm thinking about it, that it's a trust issue. It has nothing to do with Liberians are not qualified to teach themselves. We have people who are well-placed in Liberia or outside Liberia that can do the work.
Well, what do you think about the memorandum of understanding that was signed between the Ministry of Education and Bridge International Academy? When you look at the memorandum of understanding, it's initially it's going to impact 50 schools. I know Liberia has a population of 4.2 million people, and then you having a company to come and privatize 50 schools. What do you think about that?
Well, I haven't read the whole document in question you're talking about, so I don't know the exact details of it. But when you talk about population of 4.2 and the government choosing 50 schools to work with, I don't know how the competition will be like. I mean, to how the selection process when it comes to who is qualified to go to these schools and who does not, I don't know how that's going to work. But and again, coming from a country where we have histories of discriminations of when it comes to public goods, I don't know how that actually going to play out. We are watching.
So looking at, we're talking about quality education for all Liberians. So if the Minister of Education has a memorandum in place for 50 schools, don't you think they are setting an example? After that 50 schools, the number going to increase, and they're trying to create a system out of 50 schools, maybe using a limited number of schools?
That could be another way to look at it. Starting with the 50 schools, if it works, fine. Then we can increase it. If it doesn't work, we can scale it back to our own librarian. Librarians are doing it. But with 50 schools, it's a reasonable number to look at when you're working with large populations. I think 50 schools should work. Now it depends how those schools are selected. If they can pick I don't know, 5 on each county, so I don't know how they're going to go about doing it, but the number 50, it's okay. It should work.
So indirectly, you're saying that you support the Bridge International Academy Memorandum of Understanding that was signed with the Ministry of Education?
On paper, it looks good because as I'm talking to you right now, I'm on their website. They said they offer technologies that is not offered in Liberia. So on paper, it looks good, but it's different thing on paper than application of what they're going to do. So if they say they will do what they said they can do on their website that offer technologies and stuff like that, it's called Learning in a Box system that I suppose primary school kids to technology at an earlier age. If that's what they are going to do based on what this says, then it's a program that all librarians should welcome, considering that the librarian kids will be able to have access to technology at an early age, like mine kids or your kids have access to here in this country.
Well, Mr. Nierick, you see, the Bridge International Academy has not been successful in any country that since I've been researching them. They are in Kenya, they are in Uganda, they started some work in some parts of East Africa. But yet and still, they use the local resources of this country. They goes in and they train the teachers that are there, give them the mobile phones and the tablets, you know, script them, give them those scripted devices, and it goes into the rural schools. And then they train the students. So technically, the citizens are the ones who are doing the job. It is not the company. So don't you think Liberia has that capacity? Because we're receiving X number of dollars from donors, like USAID and UNICEF. And we are training teachers, because I hear the Ministry of Education saying teachers are being trained. We have the pilot program I want to put in place. Teachers are getting certificated from different counties. But yet and still, we're not working on the system. So do you have confidence in that memorandum of understanding?
No. And exactly the same thing I said earlier. I said with any company that's responsibility towards the shareholders, and that's exactly what's going to happen here in this case, because they're going to come in and train our local Liberians. Right now, I have a friend of mine. She's called Jamal Kamara. The same system that Bridge Academy is trying to bring into Liberia, she had the same system through on her school, private and college, where it's called Learning in a Box. It's the same system. She had demonstrated the same thing to me, something that was taught by her in school, and she's going to Liberia this year. I mean, to launch the same system, but she has already done that. She spent 4 months in Liberia and taught a few schools in Pinesville area. I can't record the exact school, and even myself, I'm looking into the same system where hopefully some days to have it at our school too in Nimba. It's not something that only Bridge Academy can do. Liberians can do that. And she's a Liberian young girl in school now doing it. So what about other Liberians can do the same thing? So this is not something that only Bridge Academy knows how to do. The Liberian can do this. And they are coming in, like you said, they will train our own Liberians. At the end of the day, they will maximize the profit. Who knows? Like you're saying, nothing is being done when it comes to Kenya. And even in Kenya, they claim to have over 300 trained teachers in the whole nation. It's not. I don't know. I don't think it's worth the money.
And you know, Mr. Nierick, you see, the discussion is very cutting because, you see, Bridge International would not want to pay a lot of expatriates to take them to Liberia. You know, it's very costly to hire someone like me, you know, people who are educators, who are very advanced in different, you know, aspects of education, to take them to Liberia. It's going to cost them a whole lot. So what they're going to do is to train the Liberians that are there. Now, we already have teacher training that going on. You know, so it sometimes questions the ability of those activities that are going on. What is going on over there that we have to take our own responsibility? It's a question of integrity, taking our responsibility and then giving it to foreigners to come and, you know, do the job that we Liberians are capable of doing. But at the moment, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll begin from where we are. Quality education for all Liberians. At this time, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to begin from where we stopped.
This is another hip-hop classic.
Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na.
Yeah,
oh, oh, na.
Remix,
oh, na.
Remix, remix. Explain. Come to me. Do so, you like the bucket? I got sweat on the wall. Aye, bustle from the
leaves
up to me.
Everybody pot falling, falling. My pot can ball. So in dollar, 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 you gotta fall it down. Behold, the behold, not a whole of soul. Papa coming home, you can buy soon.
Everybody
pot party,
my
pot
can ball.
Everybody fight, body my fucking ball. The only time I fucking ball when it got hit it all. The struggle keep killing me, I ain't even got dog. I got the hustle how to buy my baby rubber doll. The economic system by full and I share her rat. Papa said was growing hot, so I gotta speak the fact. You think I'm talking crap? No, I'm talking rap. That's a survivor, that's why my niggas are doing old school. Some people say we're fools, some people say we go to school. Some people still asking, what are doing for the youth? The government breaking, so the youth is still checking. No entertainment, so we're making no money. I'm telling it to y'all, I ain't having no jaw. That's what I stand for, my pot can't ball. Ball, ball, ball.
But my pot's not falling. My Russia in the city, got me kicking some dust. But my pot's not falling.
Everybody pop ballin', but my pocket ball. Now everybody fucking shot, but why I can't call? The whole call a hoe, that the whole hustle. Send me ho, be ho, you owe me one bottle. Now everybody for the set, only call for all. I hope in call for y'all, they want divine. Come go all in the whole music game. Let me tell you what they think. See, they think the common people still don't know how to think they will land. Because they all a common man, get common sense. I'm a common sense, made me to be intelligent. I understand all I BB10. All you belly band, I get no content. When I want you as a president, to my BB talk, I'm resolved to negligent. Then neglected the federal country, no development. So, embezzlement, so the money to echo band, baby. All the country dance, putting our resources, but they importing back. We can never see no profit, now we need a profit. So come and take us from poverty to prosperity for people crying every day.
Big master,
everybody fight, falling, falling. My fight can fall. To end dollars, 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 you gotta fall it down.
If I follow, if I love, I never have to shave and see the struggle, make the hustle better. Red, white, and blue, I'm like a prophet on the cross. I'm preaching then the message, but no one can hear my voice. I've been down, please, L.I.B. my talent, never listen. Every message that I brought to them is on business. I'm a power with Paul, I support. This is mama coming, tearing, trying to the halls. I just stop my hustle, I'm a real true believer. Give on the Caesar, what? Belong the Caesar. Not for my one, for the sick, but mama like Vera. What? So he said, I gon' gap me, so you be a gabby. Who know, hoping on the Lord that my life be established. Again, I try, I think about my past. I saw hustle, Lord, you gotta be strong in the faith. You gotta double up, sometimes the dish don't come your way. Ever, when my pass out of ball, after ball, the whole LIB, they gonna know what's up. What's up? What's up? They gonna know what's up.
Life so hard. It seems a little nigga gotta hustle just to keep on a job. And they see it's only politics, but it's just some politics. They just all about getting the dollar shit. This is for my hood niggas in the G hustling. And for all my single mothers struggling and suffering. No more election, they just do a selection. That's why them niggas always using a deadly weapon. And to all my youth, them better keep your head up. Wake up in the morning, make your bed, get your bread cut. Even the leadership, there's some DRIC. But only Charles Taylor in the AICC. Even the leadership, there's some DRIC. But only Charles Taylor in the AICC.
Everybody fly 40 miles, get a ball. Everybody my fucking balls. So I said, Lady E, Seahawks. I said, G-O, where y'all were.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to us. And those of you who in Radio Land, tonight we're discussing quality education for all Liberians. And in studio with me, I have Mr. Ricky Neary, who's here, and we fully discussing this topic. It's interesting that quality education has an impact on our nation, and we have students that cannot even defend what they have. And the Ministry of Education's authority are blaming these students and comparing them to some students out of the country in Western world that even their high school graduate cannot even be compared to a fourth grader in America, which is kind of diminishing and questioning the integrity of our teachers and institutions if we had a system and also a system that in place. So we're trying to find solutions. We're trying to see if we can make recommendations of the education system to see how we can set up, you know, a vibrant system for our future. So we brought in Mr. Neary. Mr. Neary, we want to just ask you another question about quality education. We want to focus right now on primary education. Do you really believe that we can set the foundation, you know, at our primary educational level?
There's nothing we cannot do if we put our mind to as a nation or as a people. We just have to prioritize that this is what we want to do, and this is where everything starts at primary education. The foundations has to be set. There has to be clear-cut policy in place and implementations, how things should be done, and the resources has to be the allocation of resources has to be done in a way that is more focused on the teaching aspect more than on administrative calls of running the whole ministry. So this is something that can be done, and I hope that is done faster so that we don't have government officials, I mean, embarrassing their own students, saying they can't be compared to some other student in a different country. That speaks of only not only the country alone, but for the person themselves, because they are responsible to make the students competitive on the international level.
Yeah, you see, what is really confusing here is that the government saying that they have not signed a memorandum of understanding with Bridge International. They are trying to initiate a memorandum of understanding, but then we find different documents are flying here and there. So it's kind of confusing because we believe that, you know, we want quality education for our nation. We, you know, the Ministry of Education is doing well. You know, they say, well, if we can engage Bridge International, just Academy to come to Liberia, they're going to help us. They're going to improve our schools. Let's start with 50 schools. Some part of the documents is 70 schools. You know, some of the part of the documents is 150 schools. So what is going on around here? You know, we are not being informed. So is that the Ministry of Education is functioning isolations of authorities and I mean teachers association in Liberia, and everybody just left in limbo.
That's a funny situation is going on, and when it comes to that, someone have to come up and take the responsibility and inform the public as to what's going on. Too much information is circulating the web. No one in the position of an authority to come and say, hey, this is what's happening, this is what's going on. So, yeah, like you and I, we are left in limbo. We don't know what's happening. It's all rumors now. We're waiting until either the Ministry of Education would announce it or Ministry of Information would announce what's happening. No one knows for sure what's going to happen or what the government, what their intention to do when it comes to that. I don't know if, based on the response of the public, I don't know if they are going back on what they intend to do. Is that why they haven't announced yet as to what's really going to happen? But as it is right now, no one knows what's happening because no one that's supposed to tell us exactly what happened is coming forward to say. So we're going to keep seeing these documents that says one thing and then you have another one that says something different.
So how does the foundation, like you guys, private institution, going to get involved into this process? Because, you know, you guys are already on the ground working as a foundation. You know, have schools, you have children in schools, and you know, the private schools. So how is the government incorporating these institutions within this whole privatization process? Because it all entrenched into quality education for all Liberians.
Yeah, there has to be a better coordination when it comes to that. As far as we are concerned as Beacon Aid or as a foundation, when we go in, we have people on the ground in Liberia that are making calls. Myself, I have contacted the Minister of Education through Facebook. He's supposed to, according to him, you're going to forward me an email and a person to contact. And as to now, I have not heard from him. I know he's a busy man, but when it comes to that aspect, I have not gotten concrete information from our person on the ground in Liberia as to what, because since we are working in a small town in Nimba, we mostly we're in constant contact with it, the district education officer, and most of the times he does not have answers when it comes to, oh, this is the program that we want to do, or we want to do a renovations. We want to do supply benches for students in school. What can you, through your office, and what kind of assistance you can give us? Last time we have school supplies that got into Liberia in July, and it was the worst time. It was raining. We couldn't get it from Monrovia to the school on time, and we had a problem getting it out of there. So that's not, like I said earlier, the linkage between Monrovia and the districts and the town is not there. It seems to be broken.
So do you guys receive subsidies, you know, as institution, private institution? Because I know the government should have subsidies for you guys. Have you ever benefited from some of those programs?
No. As far as for us, we have not. So I don't know if they have it or if anybody else in the same few have received it, but as far as we are concerned, we have not received any assistance from the government.
So everything you guys are doing, are just doing it out of your own pockets, you know, and asking people who have good heart to help you guys. If I'm hearing you right, right?
Yep. For the last 2 years, Beacon Aid Foundation has been running on the goodwill of the people of Massachusetts in America, and volunteers on the ground in Monrovia and in Nimba.
Don't you think that the Ministry of Education has budget to cover those aspects of, you know, education, like, you know, private schools who operate the foundations and not-for-profit organizations that have schools that, you know, rural areas? You know, how are you guys working with the Ministry of Education?
They should have it, and these are things that I think that they should prioritize better than going to places like people like British International Academies, and for the record, the school we work with is not a private school; it's a government-run school, public school. We're not dealing with a private school. It's a government-run school that we're working with in the district. We have people on the ground. Like I said, we always go through the district education officer because he's in the district, and we have been making calls, sending emails to the Ministry of Education. But the minister had promised to give me an email to a person within the ministry that will have better answer or the correct answer for us. But I'm yet to receive that. But as far as we are concerned, we're not getting any help from them. But I think that these are things that the government should prioritize, especially coming from a Liberian owned, trying to do education work in Liberia rather than.
So don't you think if you were a foreigner, you have gotten enough support from this government, the Ministry of Education, than you being a Liberian? Don't you think so?
As a Liberian, I would hate to admit that, and I don't want to admit that, but it seems that way because most of the time when our country coordinator goes to meetings and to things like that, they tell he comes back to me, he says, oh, boss, it seems like we have to partner with this organization or I was referred to this organization, and I feel disheartened when this happened. I said, well, it should not be that way because this is our own government. This is our own education ministry. If they have resources or information that can help us, we should not have to go through a third party in order to get the information that we need. But as it is right now, that's how it seems like, but it's unfortunate that it's that way. And again, I said there has to be a better coordination when it comes to that so that people don't feel, the runaround that we get when we try to do something. So as it is right now, when we that's a Beacon Foundation. We are project-based. We decide this is what we want to do, either for this school or for this town. We fundraise, and we go and we do it.
Well, we're going to take a break. The topic is so interesting, but the show is 1 hour, and we're going to be going off 10:30. We're going to start at 9:30. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to take your closing statement for our studio guests. And we're going to see if we can take one or two questions. If not, we'll address those questions at the end of the show. At this time, let us take a break. for coming. You know, I love this song so much. And I'm hoping that when I visit Liberia, I can go to Nima County and be able to physically, you know, dance this song. Well, before we can go to our guest, we have Musa Wele, who's visiting us today, and he has one or two things. He has one or two things to say. Mr. Wele, you are most welcome. You are live in studio.
Hello.
What do you think about quality education for all Liberians, sir?
I don't want to take away from the topic. I just have something important that I wanted to send through, since the time is already over. To my brother, congratulations on your recent program. Wish you success. What I want to touch on tonight is, real quick, what I noticed in Liberia, we operate like the Korean army. The whole contingent runs one side when something's happening. Like 50,000 or 1 million soldiers, everybody just go one side. When they're over, then everybody line up again, turn the other side. What I noticed recently, we have forgotten about the junior high division and the senior high division. Everybody concentrating on 120 schools that British, quote unquote, supposed to be adopting. What other agenda are we discussing about the entire system? Spent almost 3 months discussing British. And it's not only the people.
The memorandum of understanding says 50 schools. So how do you come to 150
schools? 50 schools.
Right?
Sorry for that number. Thank you for the correction.
The memorandum of understanding also says 70 schools after 50. So what are you talking about?
Regardless of the numbers, you know I'm not in favor of the British taking over the schools already. Not get that straight.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that real agenda for the entire education system should be out there for us to be discussing it. We spending 3 months on British. Imagine if we're going to spend 3 months discussing how can we revamp the entire system. What proposal is on the floor that we can critique? But we're critiquing only 50 schools' agenda. Imagine Mosorado alone. That is just Mosorado alone if you were to check. Even maybe more than that. So why?
I don't mean to cut you, but the government has a serious confidence in British International Academy to restructure our schools or give us a system that will make our schools will be on par with other schools in Africa. And you saying that you don't support that project?
Yeah, I made my position before. I think it's untimely. It's very the intervention of British is very premature. There are other important things that we need to work on. Our infrastructures are broken. Our teachers need to be trained. We have the issue of our environments are not conducive right now, and the children are not talking about continuity. You can't teach somebody how to play with computer, and they will never see computer again until they come back to school. So we want something. We want a system where people will learn and also practice at home. Most of the parents cannot afford. Children are going to school hungry. Most of the primary school children that are going to school, their parents have to struggle for transportation. What does it take to provide buses? For God's sake, what does it take to provide buses for every primary school children, public school children in Liberia? But in the morning, the children have to struggle to go to school. The economic condition, all those things, we need to work on them first. Because British is only bringing in innovation
gentlemen,
and technology. Yeah.
Gentlemen. The government said, the Ministry of Education said that they're not going to listen to the public. This project is going to succeed. They're going to initiate.
I don't doubt the Ministry of Education statement because they use the word pilot, meaning they have enough opportunity of escaping mandate because the word pilot was used. Any education program can use that word, try and error. So they have no defense on their part. Legally, they can come out and tell the Liberian people that the war pilot was used. It is in our purview to try something as an executive.
But we keep trying and keep trying. We fail. We try and fail. So Liberia has become a try and error ground. Gentlemen, why is it we are not succeeding? Why can't we provide quality education to all Liberians? Is it that we are not capable? Is it that we hate ourselves? What is going on? How did we get to this place? How did we arrive to this point?
leadership. We have three education ministers that left the education ministry. Up to today's date, nobody took responsibility of what happened. The system failed in 2013. The president announced it. That is why sometimes when I'm talking about education system, I'm not afraid to speak because the president helped me to say what I'm saying. In 2013, the president on state radio said the system is a mess. So the education ministers that left, the three education ministers that left before George, nobody took responsibility for anything. So one, there's no accountability. One, people have been treated as angels in Liberia. Once we continue to see people as prophets, that they cannot make mistakes, the system will continue to be what it is. And you know who we're going to keep blaming? We're going to keep blaming the public. Finally, I just put a joke on Facebook. Today is the last day for tax return. In Liberia, they say the people mindset. The mindset of the people is making the country not to develop. Don't file your taxes. Today is the last day. Bring your mindset in America. Don't file your taxes and see whether you're going to get money. So why that mindset not working in America? Why the mindset?
Let's take this question, guys. We are about to close. We have two or three more minutes. But let's take the question. It's coming from the phone number. Last digit number is 3258. You are live in studio. You're calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
You are most welcome. You are live.
All right. I've been listening to the conversation. It's very interesting. And my question, my comment is, my point that I was going to give is, you are asking that what is the problem that the education system has continued to fail. And one of the gentlemen that was just recently speaking, he said accountability. And that's one of my main reasons why I wanted to give my point is accountability. If you are an education minister, and we have not seen nobody that have been fired, no principal have been held accountable, no teacher have been held accountable, and any small thing, somebody bring complaints, I'm sure the minister gets some letters sometimes from teachers, from parents, from innocents, from a regular parent that send letters, that child been raped, teacher did this to my child, teacher lied, teacher steal my child, become my child, say he will not sleep with him. And you get some of these kind of concern, you have to address some of these. You have to set example. Even the president herself have not set example of firing somebody directly and come and say, listen, I walked to the office. Like, even for example, I was not in due time. I was not old enough to realize. But reading history, I noticed that he did example. He walked to the minister's office and fired them on the spot and go there and say, listen, why you come on late? You should have been at 9 o'clock. Why you come at 10 o'clock? You're supposed to be at 7:30. So why are you here at 8:30?
What is your name again, sir?
My name is Mr. Kamara.
Mr. Kamara, we thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate your presence. And also, every one of you, Musa, Mr. Willie, we also appreciate you for coming on. We want to go back to our studio guest, Mr. Nirek. We want you to give us your closing comment.
Hello. Like I said
earlier. Hello, Mr. Nirek.
Like I said earlier, like people like myself, Musa, Robert in Atlanta, Georgia, I said when it comes to education or any help given it to our people back home in Liberia, there should be a collected effort on every Liberian that we should come in and pitch in and do what we can to help our people. Even though it's the sole responsibility of the government, and as we heard tonight too, there's a lack of responsibility and accountability on government officials in Ministry of Education when it comes to things that should be done in order to provide quality education. And I hope that's one of the reasons I have for not supporting our Bridge Academy is that Bridge will not be responsible or Bridge will not be accountable for any failure in Liberia because they are not accountable to the Liberian people. So I'm calling on every Liberian to do what you can to send a child to school. It does not matter whether the child is related to you or not. It's very simple to do, and it's inexpensive for you and I on this side of Atlantic to do. So each and every one that listens tonight, anything you can do to give a child in Liberia a chance, I would encourage you, and I pray and I hope that you will do that tonight. And it will be a better day for that child in Liberia tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ricky Nurek, and all of our guests. And our audience in Radio Land, we want to thank you for following us. We also want to thank the management for Radio Nearby International for giving us the opportunity to air this show every Monday at 9:30. We want to remember recognize the Twazama family working very hard to make this show effective. We're going to work on time. We're receiving feedback. We're also going to work on our flyers and our after-show SoundCloud to see how we can make this show a vibrant show. This show, we find solutions, and we make recommendations to the Liberian education system. Please tune in next Monday as we discuss another thought-provoking topic of our Liberian education system. May God bless you, and have a good night.
Yeah, I think.